us about healing. Do some Christians still have this gift, and can it be learned? Can we use the spiritual gift of healing to get rid of sicknesses like COVID-19? How can we tell if a church or an individual's attitude to healing has deviated from the truth? Well, you see, spiritual healing is not a talent or a magic power, and everyone who has the Spirit, that means all believers, is given a gift designated by and directed by God, such as healing, teaching, or wisdom. The outcome of the gift is also determined by God. God may immediately heal, and that's the best case scenario, but maybe he won't. Christ healed many people, of course, but before he ascended into heaven, he also gave his Spirit to us as a helper. In Acts 3, Peter and John met a man who was lame from birth. They told him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He walked. Peter and John exercised the gift of healing by the authority of Jesus through the Spirit. Now, some Christians quote James 5:13-15 when they say that we can all learn to heal, that any Christian through prayer and faith can heal physical or mental illness. He says the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick and the Lord will raise him up. Now, that verse is sometimes misused to support a false teaching that God always wants to heal every malady, which leads to feelings of guilt and disillusionment when God actually chooses not to heal you. The implication is that the suffering Christian just didn't quite have enough faith or is hiding some type of sin. These misunderstandings about faith healing have destroyed some believers. James encourages believers to try every method of healing God has laid before them, but healing always comes from God at his discretion. He offers an invitation to dive deeply into faith with honesty and submission, trusting that whatever the outcome, God's plans are perfect. Thank you, Candace Lucy, for that wonderful article. And thank you guys for tuning in all week long right here in the Hamp Camp. It's certainly been an honor, a pleasure, and a privilege to be here with you. I'm looking forward to enjoying this weekend, and I hope that you are too. Please make sure that you join us on Monday following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as we get set to do what we do this entire weekend right here on KAYT. KUJOFM. Know this, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
I knew somebody. Everybody needs someone named Dad.
I want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
KAYT KQJOFM.
New music now.
Can't sleep at night, my heart is pounding. Feeling numb inside, it's overwhelming. My energy's low, can't let these thoughts in. So I'll keep running, I'll keep running, keep running. This pain won't last, no matter the circumstance. My life is in your hands.
So I'll keep running, I'll keep running, keep running. Trouble won't last always, so I will keep the faith. So I'll keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running on. So I'll keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running on. Keep running on. Keep running, keep running on.
Keep on missing second chances. Been so fearful of feeling, cause of bad experiences. But I won't give up hope, I'll keep on advancing.